For the season, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ready to go.
Yep. You know, if we don't get started now, by the time Christmas rolls around, the sleigh will be empty, as they say.
Well, we're doing a toy drive for the Children's Medical Services, and the toys have to be delivered on December the 12th. Mm. So the first part of December, to make sure they get wrapped, separated, where they have to go and everything, and distributed. So we noticed on your sister channel here, 105.5,
right,
with Mo and Sally, they did a Children's Medical Services, so I got my Masonic Lodge involved the first year, and we raised like 40-some toys. And we got the district involved, all the lodges in the district.
Right, that's the Masonic lodges, right? Those are good
guys. Masonic Lodges, yeah. The Scottish Rite, the Eastern Star, the Ladies' Good. Mm-hmm. And last year we raised over 1,000 toys,
wow,
which we delivered to Mo and Sally for the Children's Medical Services, which benefits the kids who really need it, and for medical purposes, the kids in the hospitals and their families.
Yeah, but look at the great feeling and the joy that you get, and you're helping out the kids. I mean, what's wrong with helping out the kids? And I think last year you had a great story. You were at the Walmart doing something. Tell us about that.
Well, we went to deliver the toys to Mo, which at the time was at a Walmart store, and we had so many toys we needed to put them in the back of a trailer.
Right.
And so they piled all the toys in the trailer and then put a chair in there, and I sat down. They closed the doors. And you talk about riding around in the dark while someone's pulling this trailer around. It's a scary thing because you're holding on, not where you're going. But when we stopped, they opened the doors. Of course, I popped out, and it was great because any of the people standing around there saw it. But we enjoyed doing that, and it's been really fantastic.
And when you give the toys out, how does that work? Is that a...
We deliver them to Mo and Sally, who then puts them inside I believe it's a trailer they have there, a big one, and then they distribute to the Children's Medical Services, which I believe separates them, wraps them, and gets them ready for the Christmas season. So
now, what kind of toys? Now, actually, folks, we're looking for you to help us out here. Take a toy and wrap it up, and in the next segment, we have something that we can give back to you for doing that for us. But what type of toys should we be looking for?
Well, any age group, from toddlers up into teenagers, but stuff they can get active with. We look like footballs, baseball equipment for kids, dolls, stuff like that that the kids can use and be active with. The only thing is they're unwrapped. Please bring them to us unwrapped, and that way they can sort out by age group for what they need to do, and then they do the wrapping. But
you mean like wrapping?
Yes. And then the thing is, once they set that up, and also if you don't like to shop, my wife and I will do the shopping and go out and we'll take donations and go out to the shopping. And just so everybody out there knows that every penny of money that comes in from donations is used for buying gifts. If we're down to $10 and want to buy something, I'll throw the difference in to make sure we spend all the money.
I was just going to say, I know you would probably do that. Well, we got $10 left, and we need this $20 gift, so I'll reach in my pocket. He does that all the time, folks. I know him. And maybe, can we sit on your knee?
Absolutely.
Maybe that would work. Ho, ho, ho. I love that. And do the ho, ho, ho. I love that.
Ho, 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 ho.
And that's pretty good. Roy, Santa just got out of the hospital, and to do the whole like that was an accomplishment. You can also check out his website. It's www.southfloridasanta.com and see if we can't get some gifts there for you. Help out these kids, because it's really all about the kids.
Absolutely. That's what the whole thing is. That's what the Christmas holiday, to see smiles on kids' faces.
But these kids come from hospitals. These are sick kids, kids that couldn't normally afford to have a decent Christmas. And when you have all the medical bills piling up on top of you and everything else, this is a really good thing. It's good for the heart, too.
Thank you.